Yes, this is episode zero of the Power of Personhood podcast. We are so excited to be here with you guys. It's been a wild ride. I mean, just for me personally, with Lumen Vitae, the organization, and just the series that we're launching all over the country this summer. So we wanted to get you guys together to listen to this podcast before we actually visit from town to town this summer. Share a little bit about who I am, share a little bit about what Lumen Vitae is and what we're doing, and just invite you guys to come join us as we go across the country with different Catholic speakers to meet you guys where we are and really talk about these really important issues of faith, social justice, and option for the poor. And so a little bit about me, you know, I grew up, my name is Brian Mundakul. I grew up in New York. I was part of a pretty traditional Catholic family. I would say I initially received some kind of faith when I was in high school, but I had a pretty dramatic conversion when I was about 22 years of old. That's a story for another podcast episode. Not going to get into that now, but I would say life went along pretty normally, was working in finance, was part of just active ministry, especially in Jesus Youth, which is a movement in the Catholic Church. Things happened and changed pretty quickly, though, when I was in 2014, when I went on a mission trip to Haiti with the Jesus Youth Movement. When I went there, I saw things that I really had never seen before, and I actually thought before. What I saw was this level of poverty that, you know, you can't really call it poverty, but it's more what destitution is. You know, I saw people that didn't have adequate place to live. I met people who weren't eating every day. I met people who weren't drinking water or didn't have just the regular means to survive from day to day. And those things really hurt. And I think if there was one thing that probably hurt the most was meeting young kids on the street on a Tuesday afternoon when they should have been in school. And I remember asking this one specific girl, Karen, I asked her, like, Karen, why aren't you in school? And this was in broken Creole. She didn't speak English. I didn't speak Creole at the time. And so I somehow got to ask this question, like, why aren't you in school? And so she said, like, she didn't have money to pay for it. And I'll be honest, at that point in my life, it never occurred to me that there were kids in the world that didn't go to school. I mean, I've been privileged enough to grow up in America where, you know, even kids who suffer and live in poverty get a chance to go to school. It's part of the beauty of this country that everyone has this basic dignity of education. But that wasn't the reality for so many kids around the world. And then I wasn't someone who necessarily valued my education. I kind of managed to get along school. I didn't really enjoy it, but I did it because I had to. And I'll be honest, I was one of those kids that when you're 18 and you're middle class, you go to college, not because you want to necessarily become something, but you go to college because you're 18 and you're middle class. And so I went to college not really thinking what I wanted to do with my life, what I wanted to do with my future, really what was my purpose in life. And then when I met these kids who genuinely wanted to go to school, but didn't have the opportunity to do so, it was something that just struck me so much. And initially it filled me with a lot of anger towards God. Because at that point I was really active in my faith, but when I saw this level of poverty, I asked God, God, why would you do this to them? And what I experienced God saying back to me in prayer was, why did you do this to them? You know, like, I gave you all of the means and the resources necessary to make a difference in this life that you've been given. And it struck me, you know, up until that point, I'd been living largely for myself. And so I started thinking, like, what could I do? And so after that mission trip, I went back to New York and I couldn't really sit still. It was bothering me. I was just honestly thinking of these people that I met. They were coming to my mind. And so I took a year and I discerned the priesthood. I thought maybe that was where God was calling me. But after a year of discernment, I realized, you know, that wasn't the particular way that God wanted me to serve the poor, but that he was calling me towards something really different. And that's kind of where Lumen Vitae comes into the picture. You know, there was, I have a lot of great friends and people in the Jesus Youth Movement who support. And so together we decided, you know, that we were going to start Lumen Vitae which had this mission to really bring dignity to people who lived in poverty. And so the way that we give dignity is through education. And we choose education because we know that people have many, many, many needs, but there's something about education, right? If you give people water, you know, it'll satisfy them temporarily. If you give them food, I mean, all these things are necessary. And luckily there are plenty of ministries and organizations who are doing this. But when we thought about our particular call in Haiti, we, you know, especially in my life, you know, my grandfather in India was a poor rice paddy farmer. You know, he honestly didn't have the means to put food on the table for my dad and his 12 other siblings every day. But when I look between my grandfather who lived in poverty and me, who honestly enjoys a lot of the privileges of middle class society, the difference is the fact that my father and his siblings were educated. They received the gift of education, and that made an enormous difference in their life, that gave them the opportunity and the means to make an impact, not just in their own lives, but in future generations. And so my life is forever changed. My son's life, my daughter's life is forever changed. And so education has this ability to make a generational impact. And so the prospect of that was just so, so much about what we cared about. And so we decided that education was going to be the means. And so today, you know, we're working in Haiti. We're working in the sphere of education. One of our main, like one of the things that's really important to our culture is this idea of accompaniment. It's that, you know, these students are not just getting help from us financially, but we're actually accompanying them and walking with them on this journey of education. We're being big brothers, we're being big sisters for them in their various different stages of life. And so we're really blessed. You know, we have, you know, almost 600 students in our program. We have a learning school, a learning center, you know, which is basically a professional school where we run computer and English classes. We have a network of mentors all throughout the country of Haiti, and we're expanding, we're growing, we're excited, our staff is excited. There's just so much that we can do, and especially, I don't know how many of you guys have been following the news, but what's going on in Haiti right now is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And it's not even, the problem at this point is not even economic, but it's political. There's just so much suffering that the people are going through because of politics and violence and gangs. And so, you know, a lot of people often ask me, like, is what we're doing making a difference? And I think our name is kind of telling, you know, Lumen Vitae, it means light of life. And so this image of life, this image of sun, this image of light is so important to who we are as an organization. And, you know, obviously there's much darkness in the world. You know, if I explain to you just some of the things that our students and our staff see on a regular basis, it's crazy how much darkness there is. But the only way to overcome darkness is with light, because there's no such thing as darkness. Darkness does not have a substance. Only light has a substance, and light can overcome darkness. And so that's why we chose the name Lumen Vitae, because we're called to be the light in the midst of this darkness. And so that's basically what Lumen Vitae is. And so as we've been kind of growing and expanding over the past few years, we really wanted to spread this message, because part of it is that we're working in Haiti and we are helping and accompanying these kids. But there's a whole nother aspect where we really believe that the way to change this world is not just for us to be the light in the midst of darkness in Haiti, but us to be the light in the midst of darkness where we are, where you are, in your towns, in your cities, on your campuses, in your workplaces, to be the light in the midst of darkness. That's each and every single one of our calls. And so that's really where this Power of Personhood series comes into play. You know, we're going around, we're really blessed. We got some amazing speakers We're traveling to five different cities, and we're talking about these really important issues. I think, you know, when we think of church, we talk about a lot of stuff, and all of that stuff is necessary. You know, I love talking just about my relationship with Jesus and what that meant for my life personally, and I love to share about that. But I noticed something that a lot of people don't talk about is, you know, this idea of Matthew chapter 25, where Jesus says, you know, if I was hungry, when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was homeless, you sheltered me. You know, these are so important, especially to this generation of young people who care so much about those who are suffering. We want to get out there. We want to come where you are. That's why this is not just a podcast series. This is the last time you're going to be seeing this bookshelf for now. From now on, all the future podcasts are going to be in your places where you guys are, and we're going to be talking about these issues. And it's not just we're talking about these issues, but we want to hear what you guys have to say too. We're going to have time for Q&A's. We're going to have different videos and opportunity to talk to you guys after the event, you know, because this is really the way to that we believe can make a difference in this world. This is not just another Catholic speaking event, but we really want to help you realize that in order to overcome the darkness that exists in this world, you can be the light, that I can be the light, that we could all be the light, and we can make a difference. We can get rid of the darkness in the world. Why? Because Jesus said so. And so this is an invitation to all of you guys this summer. Come to our Power of Personhood events. Come to all the cities where we'll be in South Florida, Philly, New Jersey, Dallas, Houston. We want to meet you guys. We want to engage with you guys. We want to hear what you guys have to say. And we know and we're confident that little by little, that when each one of us makes that decision to be the light, we can make that difference in this world. We can change the world. You know, the truth is that we're not just starting a podcast, but we're starting a revolution. And I want to invite you to that revolution today. So come check us out on all the streaming platforms. Come check us out on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all of the different platforms that podcasts you get your podcasts. Subscribe to our social media and follow us for more updates.